We are learning Mesechtas Yevamos, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 12 lines from the top, beginning of the line, V'lamai Desalek Adaite. We had a brisa that taught us that Shaila, if you're allowed to do Mises Bezdin on Shabbos, even though Mises Bezdin is a Isser Deraisa, either Gemara says it's Deraisa of making a fire, or it's a lois hashesh by chorus because he's making a fire, or it's a lois hashesh by chorus because Bishop Psila. And someone asked, one of the shaymim asked yesterday, one of the people from the Shia asked yesterday, what about any killing? Is it Tilas Hashama, which Tosis really talks about in Divrei Masechta Oy, it might be a Tilas Hashama also, which is Av Malacha. Either way, we're talking about an Isser Deraisa of Isser Shabbos when it comes to doing a Mises Bezdin. And the Bryce says, maybe you would say that's allowed. And then the Bryce says, maybe you say it's not allowed. Then said, maybe it would be allowed. That in every Bezdin, still you cannot do Mises Bezdin in Bezdin, and it's not Deicha Shabbos. So Gemara wanted to bring right from there that you see, really, usually I say, is Deicha Loisase Shiesh Bekaris. Just here, it's not Deicha the Loisase Shiesh Bekaris. Then the Gemara said, no, it works with a Kavah Chaimer. There's no Havimina say Deicha Loisase. And the Brice was discussing a Kavah Chaimer from Avoida, that just like Ritzicha is Deicha Avoida, to kill Ritzach with Deicha Avoida, you'll miss the Avoida because of that. Maybe also it'll be Deicha Shabbos, and Mashallah, the Pasuk, not. But the Gemara now is explaining how to learn the Shakla Vatarya of that Brice according to the Tzad that's going with Osi Asev Deicha Loisase. Zok the Gemara, Lamai the Salaka Daita Mikara, the Osi Asev Deicha Loisase. In the first way of learning that we learned that really say over the Deicha Loisase Shavakaris, and that's why you do Mrs. Bezdin on Shabbos, and the pasuk is not like that. So what was the Shaka V'Tayah? What was the back and forth in the Braisa? My Aine the Kama. Why did the Braisa say that maybe not? If I say Deicha Loisase Shavakaris, why did the Braisa say maybe not? Maybe it's not Deicha. Well, how do you learn the Braisa? Hachi Kama Zok the Gemara. Ma Ani Mekayim Mechala Moishumas B'Shar Melachos Chutz Mrs. Bezdin. We would, the Braisa says that maybe Mechalem Moshe Yumas is other malachas, but not Mrs. Bezdin. Ava Mrs. Bezdin, Deicha Shabbos, Asa, Save Deicha Loisase. So that was the first side, because I say it's Deicha Loisase Rekaris. How do I know? Even the meaning of Asa, Save Deicha Loisase, Loisase, Greda. Loisase Rekaris, we shamat later, Dachi. Who said it's Dachi? That was the Bryce's back and forth. And the Bryce came back again. No, yeah, it should be Deicha. What does that mean? How do I know? Otu, I say Deicha Loisase. And the Bryce said like this. Behind the back, that here, Mrs. Bezdin should be Deicha Shabbos, was like this. Don't you hold that I say it's Deicha Loisase, which means don't you hold Kalayim, Tzitzis is Deicha Kalayim, what's the pshat? Isn't a Lav more Chomer than I say? Lav Loisase Chomer Minei? Isn't a Lav more Chomer? Like Rashi says, a Lav gets Malkus. Someone doesn't do Asay, doesn't get Malkus. So isn't a Lav more Chomer than I say? And still you say, V'kosi Asay V'Deicha Lei, and still the Asay is Deicha. What's the difference if it has a malchus or chorus? Either way, it's more chomer than I say. And still you say that by a regular case, you say, I say of tzitzis deicha loisase v'kalayim. See, here also say that I say of Mrs. Bezdin should be deicha, the loisase shesh v'karis. Aye, it's loisase shesh v'karis. No, every loisase has more chomer than I say, and still the I say pushes it away. And so what was the difference? Is Loisase Shesh V'Karis or not? Either way, it's more chomer, and still that say pushes it away. Here also pushes it away. So that would be the tzad that you should have Mrs. Bezdin. Tam Olam Loisase V'Aru, definitely need the Pasuk. And from that, the Gemara wanted to infer that really, I say Deicha Loisase Shesh V'Karis, and that's why you need a Leha also. But Lamaisa, the Gemara there was Chayzer, the Gemara before, and said that different Shana Braisa, there was no Havimin that I say Deicha Loisase Shesh V'Karis, and the Havimin of the Braisa before was also Kavah Chomer. And now is a good time also to explain what's Taka Pshat that I say is Deicha Loisase. We come out so far from what we learned is that I say is Deicha Regal Loisase. Loisase Rekaris is the discussion of Gemara. Now, what's this, if Loisase is more Chomer, like we just said, it gets Malkus, why does I say push it away, Taka? Why does I say supersede Loisase? What's Pasuk Pshat? So Ramban and Chumash in Perek Chof, Pasuk Zayin, explains that someone who watched himself from a lav, he's showing that he fears Hashem. Yiras Hashem. He's scared of Oynish. He's scared of Hashem. That's when he keeps it alive. When he keeps Asay, you know what that shows? It shows Ahavas Hashem. It shows he's serving Hashem through Ahava. And it's bigger, the Milah of serving Hashem through Ahava, than serving Hashem through Yira. And therefore, that's why, even though a Lois HaSeh technically is more Chomer, you get a bigger Einish for that, but the Avodas Hashem of Aseh is more Choshev to Hashem, because that's a Havas Hashem. And that's the pshat why Aseh is Doicha a Lois HaSeh. And then the Gemara says, maybe even Lois HaSeh Shavakaris, it would be Doicha. The Gemara says, not a Raya. So we still have an elusive pshat over here, why we need a Leha. Now we'll go back to our original question of the past four blat. Why do we need Aleha? Aleha teaches us that by Chos Ishtoi, if an Erva falls to Yibum, you can't do Yibum. But what would it have mean? You need a pasuk for that. So the have mean be is that Yibum supersedes the Erva. And Shalos, why? It's a Lois Saseh Shishmakaris. What would it have mean that Aseh of Yibum would be Daicha supersede Lois Saseh Shishmakaris? And all our rais that we had did not work out. So Gemara says, I'll tell you why we need Aleha. Gemara is going to fall off trying to work with Aseh Deich Leis Aseh Vekaris, because we're coming out of Maskana at the end of the sugya, Aseh Deich Leis Aseh, is like this, Aseh is Deich Leis Aseh, but Aseh is not Deich Leis Aseh Aseh Vekaris. That's Kepshut the Herulim of the sugya. There is a Mashmai from Rashi in yesterday's blot, that if there's no other way to Mekayim it, Aseh would be Deich Leis Aseh Vekaris, but we're not going to get into that again today, that's because Rashi and Taisvis. But upon him, right now, we are holding, we need a pshat, why we need a leha. Why do we need a pasuk to tell us that Yibum is not allowed by Erva? So I'll tell you why you need a pasuk to tell you that Yibum is not allowed makum Erva. You say like this. Really, technically, every Eishesach, every Yibum is really a Erva, because it's your brother's wife. And still, it's mutas. You would think maybe you will learn out from there to everything else. Let's read it inside. El Itzrich, Satan, to have a high Eishesach, Dovashay Bechlal. Eishesach was Bechlal all the rights. The Yotzim and Aklal, and it was exception to the rule by telling us that Yibum is mutam. Lelameh, it's a teacher, it's Lelameh and Atzva Yotzim. Not only to teach of itself, Lelameh and Aklal Kula Yotzim. We would think that this goes to the klal, that if there's something part of a rule and there's an exception, it's coming to teach the whole klal this halacha. The title of the raisa, dovashay bechlal v'yotzim neklal ketzad. There's one of the yugam me. This is dovashay bechlal v'yotzim neklal loy lamed atzmi yotza lamed klal kula yotza. What's an example of that? So Bryce bring an example of that. We're going to say we would have a having the same thing as by eshazach. What's the example of this ketzad? It says in the pasuk. A person who eats basar kachim, and specifically the basar of shlomim, v'tumasa yalav, and he is tamei. The pasuk says v'nichrusa hanefesh shahim ameha. He gets karas. Now, really, there's a pasuk, a general rule by every kachim. Although shlomim v'chlal, shlomim is v'chlal all the kachim. Kol kachim hayu. But lama yotz. And what the pasuk kachim says? There's a pasuk by kachim that says. There's a pasuk that says that someone is chayav karas for tumah. So why do you need a special pasuk for shlomim? Why did shlomim get its own pasuk? Is a type of hekdesh that's kachem mizbeach. I've called kachem mizbeach. The only kachem mizbeach have is a tumah. Yotze kachem bedik abayis. There's no chiyev chorus if someone eats kachem bedik abayis but tumah. So what do you see from there? You see, you learn out from the thing that comes out that is specified. We learn out from that thing. So here also, all the rice were all part of one general rule. Kichol hashiyas v'kol ta'eva yisaelim nichesu. And Eishzach came out separately and said. Mutter b'yibum. So you would think, learn that from there. Hakanami, ha'ishach, klal klarai, so yisav, lama yotza, why was there exception? L'hakash, l'ad, make a hakash, lama loch. Ma ishach sharia, just like ishach is mutter mokam yibum, af kol arayis, nam isharian. Same thing, all other arayis, all of the issa erva will be mutter b'mokam yibum. So we're saying, we have a klal, that something is exception. So if there's an exception, then we learn everything from it. So just like by the exception of Shlomim, where it was a part of the rule and it still came a special part to say that's also Chayav B'tumah, to teach us that it has to be dissimilar to Shlomim. Here, Eishesach should also be the same thing that's teaching us that Eishesach, just like it's Mutar B'Yibum, everything else is Mutar B'Yibum. So like the Gemara, if you're concentrating and comparing Eishesach to the case of Shlomim, it has no shaykhs. So Gemara, me dummy, Hosom, Klal is so proper. So there we have a klal, a rule. All kachim can't eat betoma and yichayev karas. And then it says again, shlomim yi betoma yichayev karas. What are you saying again? You said it. Prap isser. This is specified in another case of isser. So there we're like bothering ourselves. Why is it specified by itself? Tarot is to teach us on the whole rule. Hacha klal be isser or prap heter. Here it's a whole different case. Here the klal was that all arayas are awesome. And then there's a specific saying that eishes ach is mutav yibum. It's not the same type of thing. It's, of course, it has to speak it out. It's a heter. It's not repeating anything. It's a proper heter. Who say you learn out from there? Haloi dami elo dava shayi bechlal v'yosli dim dava achadosh shi'iyat yochel achziru chalat shechzenu chal kasa ferish. Says the Gemara, this is doimer to something else. This is doimer to something that was part of a rule, and it was exception to the rule, which means it was an exception to the rule. It wasn't just specified. It was an exception to the rule. Then you don't. It loses all its halachas from the rule until you say it beferish, and we'll explain what that means. The tayut of the brayso. Dova shoy bechlav yosulim dova achadosh. Iat the rishoy lachzira lechlaloi. You can't put it back into the rule. Achi yechziren alach akos beferish until the pasuk tells you beferish. So we'll speak this out. So then read it inside. You know, there's a halacha of a carbon asham. Carbon asham has a lot of different halachas. For example, it's similar to achatas, the shechitas b'tzafin. For example, kachim kalim like shlomim, you don't have to shecht it in the tzafin. But asham, chatas, those things, oila, the kachim, they have to be shechted in the tzafin. That's a halacha of asham. Another halacha of asham is, it needs the limb, the certain fats and certain murim go on the mizbech. Another halacha is, it needs matan damim. Those are all classic halachas of asham. Now there was something. There was an asham of a metzayra. There was a sheep. They brought it for asham metzayra. That had a new halacha that they put on blood on the finger, on the thumb, and on the toe, the big toe, and on the ear. The halacha is put the blood. So asham got new halachas. So the this drush tells you if something gets new halachas, now it loses all the regular halachas of asham. It got to be reinstated to the halachas of asham. It has to be reinstated. Why? Because that's the klal. Something that was part of asham was part of all ashamites, and now it went out with a new halacha that it needs dam on its big thumb and a big toe and the ear. So now it went into new halachas. Now it has to be reinstated into the rule. It just doesn't. It loses all its regular rules. And we learn that from a pasuk. So the same thing by eish yisach. If it went out and I got a new heter, you don't learn anything out from it. Just like eish yisach wouldn't learn anything out from the other ones because it went out to have new halachas. You don't learn anything from it as well. And now let's see that inside. Ketzad, v'shochat es hakeves v'shochat, the pasuk says, by your osham of a metzayro v'shochat es hakeves v'mokoyim ashi yishchat v'mokoyim ashi yishchat es hachatas v'es ha'oila, which means you do it b'tzafayin, v'mokoyim ha'koydesh, ki kechatas ha'osham hu, l'koyim koydesh ha'osham hu. That's what the pasuk says. So why is it ki kechatas ha'osham hu also is extra? Because Asham Metzayra went out of the rule, lider medav achadash, to get new halachas, v'boyin yad, v'boyin regal hayamanis, it's on the thumb, on the big toe, yachol, yilo yihei ta'am matan dam v'emu megam ezbeach, maybe it should not need matan dam v'emu megam ezbeach, even though regular Asham needs, of course, matan dam v'emu megam ezbeach, but maybe this shouldn't need it, because it's a new thing. It's a new thing. Tamaloy ma ki chatos ha'osham hu. Say chatos ha'osham hu. Ma chatos tu no matan domim murim gam esbeach. So chatos these matan domim. And the murim barim esbeach. Af osham ton matan domim murim gam esbeach. And the Gemara ends off. V'yloya hadre kra. If the pasuk would not have returned this osham into the regular rules of osham. Hava mina lemaida nafak nafak. For the halachos that we taught us. For example, matan b'hoinois and shechitas tzafon, which is the first in the pasuk, because the pasuk says v'shachat es hakeves mokam hashishchat es chatos ha'olah. You think l'maida nafak, whatever it taught us in the first in the pasuk, yeah, l'maida loy nafak, whatever it did not teach us the first in the pasuk, did not teach us the first in the pasuk. This is how Tosis learns the second, the top Tosis. L'maida nafak had matan dom matan b'hoinois v'shechitas tzafon shekasa behedya. L'maida loy nafak matan dom emurim loy nafak. You would not need it until the pasuk returned it. Hachinami. Here also, have a mina, eishes ach de ishtari, ishtaroi, shah roi is loy. The same thing when it comes to eishes ach. You're telling me eishes ach is mutva yibum, so every other rise from mutva yibum. No. Eishes ach was an exception to the rule. And you don't learn out of exception to the rule. Just like the exception to the rule doesn't learn out from the rule doesn't learn out from the exception either. So here, Eish Shach is an exception that this arayis is mutter b'mokoyim yibum. No other arayis learned out from that. Just like the prat, which means the specific, is not learned out from the rule. Like here we see, the asham doesn't learn out, the asham at tzayra doesn't learn out from other ashamais. The same thing, the ashamais wouldn't learn out from asham at tzayra either. And here also, just like, so here also, by Eish Shach also, the rest that arayis is not learned at Eish Shach. So therefore, we're back again, Shver, why do you need aleha to tell us that Achais Ishtar, which is the Erba, is Asher Vivim, won't be the Havis Mutter Vivim? We try to say because we find Eish Shach is Mutter, no, it's not a Raya. Eish Shach is an exception. There's no Raya. So back, Shver, why would you think that other Arayas are Mutter just because Eish Shach is Mutter? We said it's no Asay Dechalois Asher Shavakaris. We don't say that. So what do you need Allah for? So we need a new Pshat again. Why would we learn now from Eish Shach that other Arayas are Mutter, Mokam Yibim?